Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, this is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I am here with my buddy Stars Maya. We are Stars, and we are from Stars Psychics, StarsPsychics.com. We are both Stars Psychics, and we enjoy what we do. Today, Stars Maya and myself, Stars Rainbow Rose, are going to be talking about a topic very near and dear to our hearts, and that is spiritual healing. I think spiritual healing means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And for me, it's the ability to reach to spirit and with that beautiful energy be able to bring it in and help to heal myself and others and animals and just to connect in wonderful ways that help us to grow stronger and feel better about ourselves. Stars Maya, how would you see spiritual healing? What would you think of that?
Well, Stars Rainbow Rose, I agree, of course, with what you said. And I would also like to add a dimension that people, just your average person, can benefit from spiritual healing because it, as you said, it's an energy source and it helps us to reach our higher potential. But I also feel that it's a critical component when working with disease or injury. It shouldn't be used in place of, but if you use some spiritual healing in conjunction with your traditional types of medicine for people who are suffering from disease or even something as simple as a cold or flu, some spiritual healing can help. And I also feel there's a lot of clients out there that are struggling in life and they cannot pinpoint. They've been to traditional counseling. They've tried a lot of different avenues, but they have never gotten to the bottom of it. And I feel that people like yourself and myself, we can offer that extra little something, which I define as spiritual healing. Over to you.
Stars Rainbow Rose. That's
yes.
Me. You got it.
Yes.
Can I tell you how I got my name, Stars Rainbow Rose? I think you'd like to hear that.
Yes, okay.
A few years ago, I decided to get a rose tattoo on my chest, and I got a rose tattoo, and it's a chakra rose, so it has the different colors of the rainbow, of course, the chakra colors on my chest. And when I started working for Stars, and I became a Stars, we had to come up with a name, and that's what I thought of for Stars Rainbow Rose.
What a great story, Stars Rainbow Rose. I love that. So you took the tattoo that you had, the shape of a rose with the colors of the rainbow, and put it together. Well, I've always loved your stage name, and many of us, most of us do use a stage name. Some of us use our real names, but a lot of us use stage name. So that's great. That's a wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I think that's great.
So one of the things we had talked about was, you know, being gifted and all, kind of where people can be led astray or the misunderstanding, I guess you'd call it, about psychic, you know, that not all psychics are going to tell you what you had for breakfast or what you're going to have for breakfast. And I think that there's a lot of the public can get, there's a lot of misinformation about if a psychic is a good one, you will only have to, you only have to say maybe two words or your name your birthday, and they will know the rest, and they'll know everything. And I, you know, have found that there's a lot of psychics out there, or not a lot. I know some that can do that, but I'm not that type. I am a lot of others are more what I would call intuitives. You know, we're able to plug into the energy, and then we're with that, and with a sense of spirit, we get a, I don't know, it just comes to me. I get a feel of it, and the more the person talks about their question or what's going on, it's like I get pulled right into them through energy, and I just, the information starts pouring out. And, you know, for some people, you know, I wouldn't be called a psychic because, oh, my God, you know, I'm not getting it instantly, but that's just the way I work. And do you understand what I'm talking about, Maya?
Oh, yes, yes, I do, and I fully support that ideology, too. I agree that, and also that even the word psychic, I feel, has been so misused over the years, and, you know, the big joke was the Miss Cleo lines, that sometimes to say that we're a psychic conjures up to other people things like witchcraft and crystal balls and, you know, ideas and practices that are far from what some of us do, such as yourself, Stars Rainbow Rose, and myself, Stars Maya. You know, we work with energy, and I feel, too, that people need to be, you know, clients, if they're a little bit more open and trusting and they can furnish a little more information, I know for myself, I can work that much faster. So I can save the client some money, and I can work deeper. And I would, you know, use the analogy of going to a doctor. If you're going to a doctor and you have something undiagnosed and you're going to test the doctor, or you want to see if he's a good doctor so you don't list any of your symptoms, you know, you just say, my first name, my stomach hurts, and you don't tell them any details, then that doctor, he may get, you know, to what's going on, and he may be able to help you, but it's going to take him longer to get to that point. So clients should come in, they should be open, and they should see that the word psychic is perhaps not always the best word or term to use for us. Spiritual healers, spiritual counselors, intuitives, because that really defines more, I believe, Stars Rainbow Rose, what the majority of us do. And I think for both of us, that's more what we do. We connect with energy, and as we're making that connection, it's imagery, it can be audio, information comes to us, and we're able then to sort through that information and relay to our client what needs to be shifted, what could be changed, what changes or shifts or better decisions or a better path can be made. So yes, yes. And I know that Stars Rainbow Rose, in addition to being a spiritual intuitive, I know that you are very much into spiritual healing, and I believe that you're a master of Reiki, among other things.
I am. Yes, I am. Thank you for bringing that up. Reiki is wonderful. Reiki is what I call universal life force energy. And I've been a Reiki master for many, many years. And one of the easiest way to explain to people what Reiki would look like, because you know as well as I do, when we're dealing with energy, sometimes it's hard to give a visual on something. But if you have ever seen like a lake or, you know, like a pond or something, and you see sparkles on the water, that's what I consider Reiki. That's Reiki energy to me. It's the white light sparkles, and it's so pretty.
Oh, that's a very beautiful description. I'm just entering into Reiki, so I'm very new at it. And one thing I think it's important to share with our listeners is that Reiki is one of the healing methods that can be done long distance, as opposed to, you know, there's a lot of different holistic type or spiritual type of healing, but Reiki can be done. You don't have to be face-to-face with someone. So someone could contact you, Stars Rainbow Rose, on Star Psychic and they could receive Reiki from you. Is that, am I correct in that?
Yes, yep. That's, you're right, because that's one of the things that, you know, because Reiki does involve long distance, or can involve long distance, that we also do is you people can, and I've done it myself in my private practice, people set up appointments, and you just connect in either through, even through the telephone, or you can just connect in through, you can just connect in through long distance, and you can actually send that energy, and they feel it. And I think that's the coolest thing in the world. When I was first practicing, and I had my Reiki 2 attunement. Now, attunement is different than a session. A session would be when someone goes to a Reiki practitioner and has a Reiki treatment, and an attunement is when it's like a class. It's like you would go as a student to a Reiki master teacher like myself and get an attunement, so you're attuned to the particular energies. And I had gotten my Reiki 2, and I was home, and I was practicing sending the symbols through my third eye, and I was sending the symbols, and I, you know, I still kind of young, new to the energy a little bit, and I thought, I, you know, I wasn't sure whether I was doing it, you know how we doubt ourselves, and yeah. I ended up shooting the energy, well, I was sending a symbol, the chokere, to my cat, and the cat sat up and looked at me like I just touched it or something, and I went, oh my goodness, and I was a believer ever after. Yep.
So you received, if you will, proof of, for you early on, that was the proof that the Reiki actually worked, because you were able to see a reaction, and since then I'm sure that you've had numerous clients that were able to detect, you know, even if you went through chat and you had a chat session and it's a typing session, we're still able to connect to the person's energy. We don't require, the channel is a spiritual channel. So although many of us practitioners, if you will, many of us do see clients face-to-face and do have offices, there's many of us that also do not and work strictly through the phone or the chat platform. And it's important that clients know that if you are a spiritualist, and you are an intuitive or a healer, that those connections work just as well. You know, for most people, they do. So that's great that you were able to see that so clearly, that your cat reacted, and it gave you also an idea of how it would affect humans and people and your clients. And I know that you've done quite a bit of healing. As I said, I'm very new to that part of spiritual healing, and I'm in the process of going further with that, because I do believe in it. I believe that it's very helpful. And I don't feel necessarily, even though I feel, as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, especially if you're undergoing, you know, if you're being treated for an illness or even an injury, injuries as well, spiritual healing can help reduce swelling. It can help reduce pain. It can do, you know, a vast amount of things can be reduced, eliminated, or helped along by spiritual healing. So that's great about that Reiki, that you were shown that. And now, of course, you're at your, what is your level of master's?
Yeah, there's basically three levels from, I mean, it depends on who you talk to, but there's basically three levels of Reiki, Yasui Reiki, that's what I'm attuned to. There's the first Reiki 1, and that's where you're able to do hands-on healing, not distance healing. That comes in Reiki 2. And then in Reiki, then in the third level, that's the master teacher's level. And that's when a person gets attuned to their Reiki 3, then they can go forward and attune other people. And it's I love it. It definitely helped me to jump start my gifts and get me stronger in all my gifts, including my medium gifts, my ability to plug into those that have passed. That got even stronger. And one of the things I did want to mention is over at Star Psychics, we all have our own store, and in my store I do have attunements, email attunements. So if for those out there that are interested, they can always go there and they can actually order an attunement, and it will be sent to them through their email. So that's kind of a cool thing too. Yep.
That is. That's great for those persons out there. They don't necessarily have to be a client, but for anyone that's interested in their attunement and they want to learn Reiki, they can go through you. You offer that in your store. I feel that's one of the strongest and most powerful ways of healing. But I know we also talked about spiritual healing also offers a way to receive healing without the person or the client having to contribute a lot to, you know, to that healing. That's not to say that they just sit there. I mean, we may give them meditation to do. We may ask them to find a quiet place for prayer or things like that, but it doesn't require them to go to extreme lengths like some types of healing, like the other types of holistic healing. Like I'm thinking of things like acupuncture. That's definitely holistic healing, but that's not something that we do on STARS. It's not possible when you're working through the telephone or the internet to stick needles in someone. So spiritual healing, what we all offer, and there's many of us that offer different types of healing and different ideas on spiritual healing. So it's good for clients to look around and browse through profiles and find someone that offers some type of spiritual healing or spiritual communication, again, connecting with the energy that is personalized and feels comfortable with them or to them, you know, that they it fits with their perhaps their belief system or what they're comfortable with. And I know I wanted to make sure we did talk about Stars Rainbow Roads. We did mention when we brought this topic up originally that a lot of clients are not aware of the DNA emotional baggage that they're carrying, not just from this lifetime, but as you mentioned and so accurately and profoundly, how they carry that from past lifetime, how they're not even, you know, you're not consciously aware of it. You're going, you're living your day-to-day life. Something feels off, something feels missing, or perhaps you just feel you have a little bit of depression, a little bit of melancholy, things aren't going well. This it could very well be a sign of some DNA emotional patterns or issues that spiritual healing is pretty much the only route that's going to help with that. So tell us a little bit more, Stars Rainbow Roads, about past lives and how those carryovers can affect us and how spiritual healing can combat and eliminate some of those.
Oh, thank you, Stars Maya. That is definitely a subject near and dear to my heart. One of my absolute favorite things to do is to do what I call redos. And basically what happens when you have a past life situation is if someone dies in unrest, that the energy, you know, and a lot of times when we call unrest, it can mean an earthbound spirit, one that's too heavy to go down into the lower realms but too light to fly up into the higher realms. So they're kind of stuck in an earthbound place. And that's what happens when people have that situation where they die of in unrest in some way, and it can actually, then in, let's say that they decide when they come back into this lifetime that they want to work on that, heal that, then what actually can happen is there will be a situation that will remind them or open them up to that part of themselves that's going through that, and it actually can leak into this lifetime where, like you said, they will be under a sense of unrest. So they can even bring illnesses. And most recently, I had a client that was having a real hard time around food, on all kinds of different levels. Either she would not eat or she would eat too much, and she just was really having a hard time with it. And when I plugged into her, I was able to find that she had been a little fella in the past life and had actually made the choice where she had died of that. And that dying energy, that starving energy had leaked into this lifetime, and it was affecting her. I mean, it was keeping her from having a happy and healthy and normal kind of life. So it was great to be able to take her back and help to heal that that space, so that it was not affecting in this lifetime. So there's just so, when you're dealing with spirit, as you know, Stars Maya, there is so much that we can get, that we can do, we can help. There's no boundaries, you know,
right,
no limits.
Right. That's right. And it's a much quicker process. And when you're talking about healing people from past lives, I'm going to assume that there's some regression involved, but it's not a huge lengthy process. Like if we compare it to traditional counseling, which in some situations with some clients is definitely needed and warranted, but with the spiritual healing that we can offer, it's a much quicker, and it's something that you can work with a client. You pick up that energy. I want to make sure that I'm understanding you too. So you pick up that energy. You're able to tap into that lifetime where that problem first began, and then you work through via their energy and clear that out and get them set back into balance and into this life. Is that correct?
Well, it's kind of what do you call it? It's being able to take them back. It's kind of like guided imagery, to take them back to right before they made the decision that caused their unrest and usually their death, and to have them, what I call a redo, have them choose a different outcome, have them make a different choice, and they make that choice, and then they would play out in their mind how it would have happened. They probably would have lived a lot longer, did a lot more wonderful things, and then when I help them to come back to this lifetime, usually that's closed.
So it's a bit of a regression type in the beginning, and then fast forwarding them into the current physical life without that baggage, without that emotion or that problem or that issue, and being able, so that once that's cleared, and I don't think that the average person appreciates, and hopefully after listening to this broadcast, they can appreciate how much spiritual healing can offer and what a huge difference it can make in a person's everyday life. People, you know, get so stuck into their patterns that until they've been treated or they've had a session or they've been worked on or they've had some energy work done, you know, same thing like the analogy of a massage. You know your back hurts a little bit, but you didn't realize how much until you had that massage done. So the same thing I feel would be true of what you offer, Stars Rainbow Rose, is that clients really need to consider that this, especially the society we live in, there's a lot of external energy that is pulling us in many different directions. So I feel now more than ever people can truly benefit from these different types of spiritual healing and be able to move past whatever was in that prior life, as you said, and then get on back into the light is what I would say. Is I like to see people walking in the light so that they're dealing only with things as they come up in this lifetime, as opposed to carrying the weight of previous lifetimes. And I also wanted to mention that I work a lot with what I call DNA emotional patterns. And that's, most of us understand that DNA is genetics, and we have physical DNA. We inherit our brown eyes or our black hair, our dark skin or our light skin. But we also inherit emotional DNA. And a lot of times clients don't realize they may have had a happy childhood. They may have had good parents. They may have had a successful and supportive upbringing. However, one of their parents or even a grandparent could have had a lot of difficulty, emotional issues. Most of those have to do with either some type of psychiatric illness or some type of addiction problem, and it's passed down like my analogy to that is diabetes, true diabetes that starts when you're young, not age-induced diabetes. But true diabetes, they say it often skips a generation, and usually that's emotional healing because it's either guilt, shame, or anger that's carried, not necessarily from the parents of this lifetime, but or from their parents, their upbringing. But the mother or father, or even if they're adopted, even that can have an effect. So there's a lot to be said with the patterns that we carry and the DNA that we carry aside from our physical. And I can see, too, where past lives would also come into play there with DNA healing. Even such things as someone, thinking that they're cursed or having, there are some, I'm not sure, you tell me if you agree with this, Stars Rainbow Rose, but I do feel that, there can be negative, let's say instead of a curse, let's say negative energy has been placed upon a member of the family, and it was a strong, powerful energy, and that person was never able to clear that or rid themselves of that. And so consequently, it does get passed at some point down the line. And so a client could be walking around and not understanding, where is this coming from? I had a good childhood, or, I have a good job, I have a good marriage, I have good kids. Why do I feel this? Well, what is this feeling that's, or this emotion that's overtaking me? That's a perfect, scenario where spiritual healing would help, and myself and people like Stars Rainbow Rose, we again, connecting to energy is really the only way to actually get it and change that. A physical or a traditional position is not able to help with emotions and energy. They only can work with the physical symptoms, and we can have let me ask you that, Stars Rainbow Rose. Do you have people or clients that often have body memories that have, like pain in one area or the other, or headaches, and you found that the cause is something related to a past life that they've carried through or carried over?
I have. And it's amazing because, as being an energy reader, I can feel the difference, because when you're plugging into that pain, it doesn't feel crisp. It doesn't have a I'm here now kind of an energy. It's old and it's deep. It's kind of like inviting Uncle Joe, and Uncle Joe's lived inside you for 50 million years. It's just, it's old and it's heavy, and it can be healed, And so it's a wonderful thing. I can never say enough about spiritual healing, because there's so many different ways to get in there and to help. And as you well know, we talked about it with Reiki and in others, that people can learn how to do spiritual healing all the time. There's good books. There's wonderful CDs. There's DVDs. There's all kinds of in classes. There's all kinds of ways for people to learn how to heal.
Okay. Oh, yes. I agree that there is. And I agree that with a little bit of mentoring, many people may start out with someone helping them with spiritual healing, but they're able to continue then throughout the rest of their life in doing that for themselves. So that's a very good point. There's a lot of information out there, and definitely usable information. And, there's so many different types. Auras, I know that you see color. And do you work with chakras, Stars Rainbow Rose, in your
yes,
healing?
Yes, I do. I do. I work with what I call rainbows, the rainbow colors, the rainbow energies, and it's wonderful. But unfortunately, Stars Maya, it has come to that time when we need to wrap up for this one, but we will be coming back with our favorite topic again, and next time, maybe not this next time, but when we talk at some point, you and I can talk about our favorite buddies. We can talk about the crystals. We can talk about the herbs. We can talk about essential oils. We can talk about all the other wonderful little helpers that we have that we use along the way to help us grow. And I have had an absolute wonderful time talking to you, and I hope you have had a good time too.
I have. I thank you so much, Stars Rainbow Rhodes. It's been an absolute pleasure dealing with you, and I thank all of our listeners out there. And I thank you so much, Stars Rainbow Rhodes, and God bless everyone.
God bless you, too. Take care, Stars Maya.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. We're ready to begin our one-question readings, and I have several readers with me tonight. Let me see. I'm going to go first with Stars Res Miranda. We call her Stars Res for short. Makes it so much easier for me. So I'm going to connect Res Miranda right now, so hold on. Okay, Stars Res Miranda, are you ready for your first reading?
I am ready.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Lisa, you're on with Stars Res Miranda. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question for you is, I met a gentleman, and I wanted to know where you see this relationship going. Thank you.
All right, sure. I just shuffled the cards really good for you. Let's see what we got here. Where is this going? Oh, we got some nice stuff here. Some nice stuff. All right, couple of things. First of all, the short answer is I see it working out. I see it going where you want it to go. You both really do want the same things. Now, I am seeing that he especially has some things to work out on his end, his life, his relationship, his job, you know, things
right.
that would keep you from being physically in the same place together all the time.
Very accurate, very accurate.
Okay, thank you for that. So the real question is that going to happen? I feel like, yes, that is going to happen, and I'm seeing that in the cards. And the end result, basically, is that I see the Queen of Wands card. And do you know what this card is all about? It's about being a wife, Lisa. So I feel like that's where you're headed, and that's where this relationship is going. Give him time. Give him a little more time. He really is determined to work out the details, okay?
Okay. I'll try to be patient.
I know. It's really not an important
We're not actually
torture.
Talking right now at all. We're on a break time right now because mm-hmm. he didn't have time for me because he was working and I got my feelings hurt. And
yeah.
Plus he has some family stuff that's ridiculous going on, and I kind of mm-hmm. put my foot down. So do you know mm-hmm. when like I'll be hearing from him?
Yeah, I feel you're going to be hearing from him practically any day, actually. He can't – I'm not sure why, but he doesn't feel like – He doesn't feel comfortable filling you in on the details. But what I see him doing is working very hard to accomplish the things that he promised you. He made you some promises. I don't feel like he's mad at you.
Yeah, he never made me promises. He just wouldn't talk to me after I kind of put my foot down. Then he went silent.
Yeah. Well, I mean before you had, you know, a little issue with him there. But I feel like you're going to hear from him by, what's today? It's almost the weekend already. I'll be very surprised if you don't hear from him by about midweek this coming week.
Okay.
But I do see him.
I'm having my own trust issues of even
yeah.
considering letting him back in, to be honest. Like, there's a part of me that just wants to shut the door and say, just forget it, you know, I'm going to find somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be mean, but...
No, I understand, but you also feel at the same time that you just can't quite let it go. And
oh,
there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. And he really does, he didn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to hurt you still. And he really does want to work out the details and get his life and his stuff straightened up and fly right. That's what he has to do. Straighten up and fly right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Hang in there. And
you were so accurate. And if anybody wants to get a paid reading, I'd recommend it because everything she said was dead on. Dead on.
Well, go to the site, starpsychics.com, right?
I know. Yep, I agree. Thank you so much.
Have a great evening, Lisa. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Okay, I think we're ready for our next reading. Hold on, and let me get Stars Jackie. Stars Jackie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I have Tara that I'm going to bring on the line right now, and
okay.
She will have one question for you, so give me one moment here. Hi, Tara, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I have Stars Jackie on the line with you, and you can give your one question to her right now.
Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hello. Just a relationship question, basically like the last caller.
Okay.
I have a friend, and I feel like they flirt, and I'm interested in them romantically. Are they feeling the same way, and do you see that happening for us?
Okay. It's going to be a little slow moving, but mm-hmm. It is a possibility. Yeah, I do see them flirting with.
Yeah.
You have two friends. You have, yeah. Yeah, this guy.
And we're just starting off, so.
It is a possibility. I want you to be open for another opportunity coming in, because I also see that for you. But just kind of be patient with this guy, because I just think he likes to play the field a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And I think this is what he's doing right now.
Okay, but are they interested?
No, it's just a flirting thing back and forth.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Thank you, Tara. Enjoy the evening, and check out the site, starpsychics.com. If you'd like to get a reading, we'd love to have you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're ready for our next caller. I'm going to get Stars Res Miranda on. Stars Res, you there?
You betcha.
You betcha. She is. Okay, I have Sue that I'm going to connect with right now.
Okay.
Sue, you're on with Stars Res Miranda. You can go ahead with your question.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is about love life, too. I've liked somebody for about like over a year now. Do you see it continuing and being a relationship? And then I went on a blind date with someone on Sunday. We're supposed to go out Saturday. Or do you see someone altogether new?
Wow. Okay, let's see.
I know.
I know a lot of women who wish they had that problem. Okay, let's see what we have here is, all right, the one you've been seeing for over a year is the one that stands out to be most at first. I'm seeing the Justice card and the Tower card here, which are very interesting because the Justice card is about somebody getting what they deserve, and the Tower card is about unexpected surprises. So, you know, with the one you've been seeing over a year, for this time, he's been pretty consistent, pretty much the same, you know, never really did want to totally commit.
You got that,
that's
right.
What I'm seeing. Okay, so the unexpected surprise, my dear, is the following, the Ten of Cups. This is a card about a happy family. I call it the Get Your Wish card because the people in the image are under a rainbow, a pretty golden cups, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10's as good as it gets, and cups are about love and all that stuff. So, you know, here's the way I see it unfolding with this guy. Early this summer, maybe late in May, he's probably going to decide, you guys are going to have this conversation about commitment yet again. And he's going to say something like, you know what, I don't know, maybe this relationship, maybe we should just take a break. But what he's going to decide during that little break, and it will be little, is that he wants the whole thing. He was wrong. Don't know what you got till it's gone kind of a thing. He really doesn't want to lose you, but he's gotten too comfortable with you. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know. It's like, because he won't really take me on real dates. So I don't know, because I'm a little older than him, so I don't know if he's embarrassed or something. And is he ever going to get over that? Is he seeing somebody younger now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't feel like he's embarrassed. I feel like he doesn't see the point in talking about marriage or talking about, you know, commitment and all that kind of stuff. Not because you're the one that's involved. He doesn't see the point in it at all.
Really? Because, like, I can't have I'm too old to have children now.
Right. And he's not all that interested in kids. He's not all that interested in the typical American dream sort of scenario.
Really?
He just wants to be in a relationship. However, that's the thing I keep alluding to. He thinks that the relationship is fine just as it is. Blah, blah, blah. I'm comfortable. You know, no big deal. Why change anything? And then he's going to decide that, you know, maybe because you, of course, want something tangible from this man, you're going to have a little disagreement about that, and you're going to take a little break. And during that little break, he's going to decide that maybe you had a point.
Well, we had arguments because I told him I was dating others or whatever, like I had enough. And I don't know if friendship is broken now about that, or...
It's not broken about that. He's just kind of, I do feel some jealousy, and I do feel him being a little resentful that you're doing that. There's always a double standard, isn't there?
Well, so, what about the new guy that I'm going on a date with Sunday?
Sunday. Can you give me his first name?
Saturday.
Okay.
Matt.
All right. Well, Matt is a good guy, a fun guy. You guys will have a good time. You'll have a relationship that's described in the cards here as being celebratory. However, it's going to stay light. It's going to stay dating once in a while, not serious. He doesn't want to date just one person, is what I'm trying to say.
Really?
He wants to have a good time, yeah. And that's okay if having a good time is what you want to have.
And he's older, too. He's, like, more my age.
Mm-hmm. He's happy-go-lucky guy. So, you know, he's a good person. He's good to spend time with. I see that you two can have and do have a lot in common other than just what you've just told me. But this doesn't feel like it's going to ever be just one-to-one with the two of you.
But if, real quick, what if the other one finds out? Is he just going to break up with me?
No, he's not going to break up with you. He's going to say, well, do what you got to do.
That's what he does say. Oh, my God, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous that he's never going to come around and I'll meet someone else.
Oh, no, that's not true. But you know what? The universe has a very strange way of bringing to us exactly what we need if we decide that we don't need to do anything but be happy and self-aware.
The first time I met him, I felt like a connection.
Yeah. And I think that connection, I don't see that broken at this point. But what we can do is keep track of him and keep track of both of you and this new guy situation, too, back on the star site.
All right.
But,
can I go back for
it.
A second question?
I don't know.
We have a few callers waiting. If you'd like to get a reading with her, you're most welcome to see her as Stars Res Miranda.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is my
you're
first
welcome.
Time calling.
Come back and see
pretty accurate?
Yes. Well, I'm the owner, so yes, I would say so. I've interviewed them all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
seems like we have a little issue here. I'm trying to reach Lillian, and I can't seem to get to her. So, something going on here, it looks like. Stars Rez, I'll be right back with you.
Alrighty.
Well, we're having issues with all of these callers. If you just bear with me one moment here, we'll see what's going on. Nobody seems to be, everybody's, it's reconnecting,
messages.
Reconnecting. It looks like we're having a big major thing going on, and we may have to end the show early. I'm really sorry. Hold on just a few seconds here. Let me see if this straightens itself out. Everybody is just kind of swirling around, and it's reconnecting the server, so that's not a good thing. I don't know here. I'm disappointed. We had so many callers. But, well, I've got everybody listening. Please go to starspsychics.com. That's S-T-R-Z, like in zebra, S-T-A-R-Z, psychics.com. And all the readers that you've heard tonight, you can see them over at the site. They will have available by their names. If you don't have an account, go to the top right. Do an account login. It's free. So just fill in a little bit of information and purchase whatever minutes you want. Then back out and go to whatever reader you would like and click on the word chat. And that will take you right to them. And the reading will start. And it's all timed and it's wonderful. Rez, are you there?
I sure am.
Yeah, I don't know, and Sue is still there, right, Sue? Something is really happening here. We're not going to be able to continue, I don't think. That's a shame, huh?
Yeah, sometimes BTR has some glitches, I guess.
Big glitch. This is the biggest. They're all, I tried to put people, you know, kind of like on hold, and I can't do it with them. So, we are stuck.
Well, gracious sakes.
I know, and it keeps saying reconnecting server over in the chat, so that tells me right away something is going on.
Okay. Well,
okay,
I can hear
you
just fine.
Yeah, I know. You and I are talking fine here. And Sue, I had her on hold, but I don't know. It's just not working right. So, unfortunately, for those of you who are still listening, go to the site, see Stars Rez Miranda, Stars Jackie. Well, actually, she Stars Jacqueline with an M after it. And all my other readers, I have readers that were in the chat room. I had Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. I had Stars Roxy. I had Stars Joshua in there doing some little mini readings. And I thank everybody so much. Stars Rez, you're wonderful. I think I'm going to have you back next week.
Well, I'll be delighted.
Good. Thank you. And everybody have a great evening. And I'm sorry that we could not continue, but something is going on. Take care, and we'll see you with the stars. Bye.